Doug Tyrrell, History and Comment is available on iTunes.
Hello, friends. I'm Doug Tyrrell. This is History and Comment for Tuesday, the 30th day of January, 2024. Looking over the list of birthdays and deciding what to include and what to dismiss, I almost passed over one in the Roman period and then had another thought and a point to make. Livia was the wife of Caesar Augustus. She was born on this day in 58 BC and lived until 29 AD. Livia was a pagan, as were nearly all Romans in that period. We are still most of a century before the Christian teachings will make their appearance in Rome, yet her life spanned a period that today the world uses as a demarcation of time. In all likelihood, she had little knowledge of events in a remote and disdained province of the empire. I'm troubled by a trend to move away from the terms BC and AD to mark our calendar and replace them with terms BCE and CE. BC, of course, most folks get correct as before Christ. AD is more troublesome. It does not mean after death, as some suggest, but Anno Domini, or Latin, for year of our Lord. But the new progressive terms are before current era and current era. The Cambridge Dictionary defines the C as current, common, or Christian. The latter is questionable, as there are already widely recognized terms that address the Christian era. I see it as a way, however subtle, to ignore our Christian heritage. The Bristol Channel in the southwest of England is the site of massive flooding in the year 1607. The whole English Civil War is back in the news today. 1649, the king is executed in London. In the vacuum, Oliver Cromwell becomes the de facto leader of England, as more of a president or prime minister rather than a monarch. Cromwell dies of natural causes in September of 1658. On this day, in 1661, the royals are back in power, and Cromwell's body is exhumed and symbolically executed. For the next 300 years, it's passed around with a final burial in Cambridge. Edward Bransfield sights the Trinity Peninsula in 1820, marking the discovery of Antarctica. What is considered the world's first modern suspension bridge is completed in 1826, linking the Isle of Anglesey with the Welsh mainland. Do we need to define where Wales is? With the state of education, we might. The first assassination attempt on a U.S. president takes place in 1835. Richard Lawrence attempts to shoot President Andrew Jackson. He failed when both pistols misfire. He was quickly subdued by the crowd and Jackson. Lawrence was about 34 years old at the time and worked as a house painter and sometime artistic painter. His mental state was in question, possibly from exposure to heavy metals common in paints of the day. He was found not guilty by reason of insanity, but remained in asylums the rest of his life. This brings up an interesting point. Lead was common in household paints until about 1974. I hear reports of folks concerned and buying lead test kits. Folks, it is really simple. If you have a house built before 1970, it has lead paint. Just look at the older wooden window frames. The paint is thick and cracking and falling off to bare wood. Save your money on the test kits. It has lead. Remember, no sanding. Spanish explorers on the central California coast name a cove after an abundant plant of the era. Yerba Buena is a good herb. That is about 1835. On this day in 1847, it's renamed San Francisco. During the Civil War in 1862, the first U.S. ironclad warship, the USS Monitor, is launched. The forerunner to the Mazda Car Company is founded in 1920 to produce bottle corks. Over the next decade, they began making machine tools and in 1931 introduced the Mazda Go, a three-wheeled motorcycle with a small truck bed behind the seat. The company's factories was a few miles west of the Hiroshima bomb site. It suffered minor damage and was back in production in about 4 months. Adolf Hitler takes office as German Chancellor in 1933. 6 years later, during a speech to Parliament, he predicts that should there be another world war, it would be the end of the Jewish race, at least in Europe. Let the record show that Facebook does not wish to allow videos that discuss these facts as they violate their community standards. Japanese forces in World War II kill 300 prisoners of war after they surrender. That's in 1942. A British passenger jet disappears over open ocean on a flight between the Azores and Bermuda on this day in 1948. This is one of the early events that led to the idea of the Bermuda Triangle. Martin Luther King's home is bombed in 1948 in response to the Montgomery bus boycott. King was reluctant to take leadership in the local civil rights action. The Montgomery bus boycott will put him in the national spotlight. Not always a good place. Attorney General Robert Kennedy will have his phone tapped under the guise of looking for communist associations. English drummer, singer, and songwriter Phil Collins is 73 today. Besides his work with the band Genesis, he has also had a solo career. Here is a bit of his first solo effort from 1981. I can feel it coming. In the category of that did not go as planned, a British ship designed to operate in icebound seas strikes an iceberg on her maiden voyage and sinks. This is in 1959. Apparently, they had not heard of the Titanic. The Viet Cong launched the Tet Offensive in 1968 against the South and their allied forces. This includes the United States. The Beatles perform an impromptu concert from the roof of their record company's offices in 1969. It's quickly broken up by the police. It will be the last public performance of the Fab Four. It is easy to look at some of the bad things that have been done here in the States and to think we are of lower character than other countries. That would not be true. In fact, we're often of higher character. In 1972, British troops opened fire on a group of marchers in Derry, Northern Ireland, killing 14. The first computer virus is written in 1982. The World Health Organization declares the COVID-19 pandemic to be a public health emergency 4 years ago. I still cannot help believe there was much more knowledge at the high levels than the public was made aware of. Sometimes this silence is warranted, and other times not so much. That's History and Comment for the 30th day of January. I'm Doug Tyrrell. Now, go do something worth remembering.